Sniper fire. Gunfights. Rockets fired in the city. A battle across a dividing line that dates back to the Civil War that ended in 1990. Two longtime enemies turned part of Beirut into a battleground. Bullets bounced from buildings as people ran for cover, and children evacuated from school.
We moved the children to lower levels and then we waited until the parents came to take their children. The children were going through panic and fear. They cried and screamed.
A large army deployment failed to control the situation. Supporters of Muslim Shia political groups Amal and Hezbollah were hunkered down in Shi'ah neighborhood. On the other side of the street were the supporters of the Christian Lebanese Forces Party. There were casualties, many of them civilians, hit by stray bullets, some while hiding in their homes. The clashes are now in their third hour. It is one of the most serious bouts of violence in recent years. The tensions were over a judge leading an investigation into last year's explosion at Beirut port. Hezbollah and Amal say the confrontations began when a Lebanese sniper ambushed protesters making their way to the Justice Palace, where they demanded the removal of Judge Tariq Bitar. They blamed the Lebanese forces for the attack, a charge the group denied.
The real threat lies in the use of weapons and in those who have targeted peaceful demonstrators. There were peaceful demonstrations everywhere during the past 2 years, but we have not seen such an attack against them.
The dangerous escalation followed political tensions over the investigation, which has already paralyzed the government. Hezbollah and Amal are threatening to pull their ministers, which means an entire sect would be absent in violation of the country's sectarian power-sharing agreement. The opposition is accusing Hezbollah and Amal of staging a coup and using arms to impose their will.
Ever since Hezbollah's arms no longer had any function except fighting wars in Syria or assuming Iran's agenda, and now imposing on the Lebanese state what the justice is allowed to do and not to do, what a judge can decide or can't decide. And they're drawing red lines around ministers who are corrupt and accused, and they're saying they are above the law.
The guns eventually fell silent, but it further divided an already polarized society. There appears to be an undeclared truce, but the crisis is not over. Demands for the judge's dismissal have not gone away. Those against him say he is politicized. Those who support him, and that includes the families of victims, say he is among the rare judges who aren't politically affiliated in a country where there is a culture of impunity and those in power act above the law. More than 200 people were killed in that blast that destroyed neighborhoods.
What happened today was a show of force by Hezbollah and its allies, essentially giving the Lebanese public a false choice, either stability without justice or justice but no stability. This is just the latest in a series of attempts by Hezbollah and the ruling elite to undermine, obstruct, and block the domestic investigation into the Beirut lab.
The balance of power is not in Judge Bitar's favor, but he did try to take on the powerful, which is almost unheard of in Lebanon's history. It pushed the country to the brink and brought back scenes from a turbulent past that may have been a warning of what might come. Zena Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.
Well, the president, Michel Aoun, addressed the nation today condemning the violence.
We will never allow anyone to hijack the country. What has happened today will be followed on both levels of the judiciary and the security, and the investigations will reach the reality and the truth and the facts. Those perpetrators will be taken to the court. The investigation of the Beirut port blast will continue because it's a commitment towards the Lebanese people and towards the international community based on the independence of the judiciary.